这熊盘撒苍梗。
Welcome to Window on North Korea, an attempt to humanize and three-dimensionalize our image of everyday North Koreans with the help of defectors from North Korea now living elsewhere and sometimes from sources still living within North Korea. I am Paran Kelleher, your host. This episode deals with a tragic aspect of life in North Korea, one in which the country is in an arrested state of development, much to the detriment of its people's welfare, especially the well-being of its women. This is the area of sex education, access to contraceptives, and abortion. I will read from an Ask a North Korean article on the nknews.org site titled, How Common is Abortion in North Korea? From last summer. Then I will supplement that with some information from the dailynk.com over the last few years. North Korean defector Jae Sun Lee, who left North Korea about 6 years ago, responds to the question, how common is abortion in North Korea? Quote, perhaps it would be more accurate to say that birth control doesn't exist at all in North Korea. It is seen as bad for the morals of society for men and women to have sex. And it is believed that it is important for people to be virgins before marriage. Because such notions are widespread, North Koreans do not receive proper sex education. When I was a child, a vendor in my neighborhood had balloons which were so sturdy that every kid in the neighborhood wanted to blow them. They were so popular that I hardly could go to sleep at the thought of buying one the next day. In retrospect, I want to almost throw up when I think about it. It is probably inconceivable for you all, but they were condoms, not balloons. Of course, everyone in the neighborhood thought they were balloons. If any of the adults in the neighborhood knew that they were condoms, they would have stopped us from blowing them. But since no one knew what condoms were, all the kids in the neighborhood had fun blowing them. Unless some dramatic change has happened in the country since I left 6 years ago, many North Koreans still don't know what condoms are. This lack of knowledge about birth control means that many women suffer from unplanned pregnancies. Individuals need to pay for all the medical procedures, the drugs, etc. Abortion is very expensive in North Korea. In the past, if people were friends with an obstetrician, they would bring liquor and cigarettes and ask them to perform the operation as a favor. Some women fell into comas and became disabled due to doctors performing in unhygienic conditions and the shortage of proper medical equipment. Because of the dangers, people began to avoid having abortions performed by obstetricians at the hospital, and many doctors began to perform abortions in more hygienic conditions and in the possession of proper medical equipment in their homes. When I was in North Korea, it was more expensive to have an abortion at the home of an obstetrician than in their clinics, but it was far safer. Of course, it was illegal for obstetricians to perform surgery at their homes, but they made a lot of money from these operations, and they could always get away with it by bribing the authorities. It was a different story if the women died during the surgery, but it was rarely the obstetricians who got in trouble. Family members of the woman might bring a lawsuit, yet doctors would rarely get punished unless they would prove that the doctor had deliberately killed the woman. Anyway, judges usually rule in favor of people with money in North Korea. Until I was in high school, whenever I heard someone was pregnant or getting an abortion, I was genuinely shocked. I thought to myself, it must be humiliating for a woman to lose her virginity and get pregnant before marriage. But it is worse to have an abortion, I thought. But I don't believe that anymore. The way I see the world has dramatically changed since the time I lived in North Korea, and I don't judge women who get pregnant before marriage or who choose to have abortions. In my senior year of high school, several of my classmates terminated unwanted pregnancies. We couldn't talk about it at the time, but when I met up with them again after graduation, I could finally talk about it. They told me it was difficult, both emotionally and physically. Women should not be criticized for losing their virginity before marriage. I think it is very unfortunate and unfair that they take full responsibility and bear criticism. You cannot get pregnant without a man, can you? I feel sorry for women in North Korea who are subject to harsh criticism for unplanned pregnancy. I sincerely hope that women of North Korea can receive proper sex education and have access to birth control very soon. End quote from the Ask a North Korean article. That is from the perspective of a woman now in her late 20s, who was able to leave North Korea about 6 years ago. Abortion has been illegal in North Korea since the year 2000, It was banned at that time in an effort to boost the population after the loss of perhaps 10% of its population in the late 1990s due to the devastating famine of that era. That's why the cost of bribing someone for an abortion is so high. The penalty of being caught doing them is high. But demand for abortions and contraceptives, which are also illegal, is high because women want to wait to have children until after they have had time to engage in enough market activity to feel financially secure enough to raise children. Otherwise, the saying goes, childbirth marks the beginning of hardships. And the demand for abortions has created a black market, undercutting the illegal and expensive market for abortions by obstetricians. This black market consists of medical students, especially during their school breaks when other students are earning money by tutoring younger students. Pregnancy test kit sales have become popular, with expensive South Korean kits being preferred over cheaper but less reliably accurate Chinese ones. The source in North Korea providing this information to thedailynk.com about 4 years ago said, quote, "Some people think of the tests as indicating a better quality of life, but others do view them as a negative thing that just increases sexual liberty," end quote. I imagine they would say the same thing about contraceptives. It looks like they have a lot of the same issues and debates as in many other parts of the world. Comparing to South Korea, abortion is also illegal in South Korea, but it is also commonly performed and not commonly punished, either the doctors or the women having the abortions. South Korea actually has a relatively high rate of abortion, and like China, it is sometimes used as a form of birth control based on the gender of the fetus. Both cultures have a strong preference for boys, and I would imagine that is still true in North Korea as well. There's currently a movement to remove the ban on abortions in South Korea. It will come before their constitutional court, apparently, sometime this year. It's interesting how the enforcement of the abortion ban in South Korea has varied over the years. It's been illegal since 1953, during a period of the 1970s and 80s, when the growing population was perceived to be a problem, it was tacitly encouraged. Then from beginning in about the 2000s, the birth rate has fallen off tremendously, and the concern is just the opposite. And there was a period of harsh enforcement of the abortion ban for a period. That's let up again now. But as I mentioned, there's a very active movement to get rid of the abortion ban altogether in South Korea. The sources of information for this episode have been, as is usually the case, the nknews.org and dailynk.com websites. Opinions shared by their contributors are not necessarily shared by the websites themselves. I also drew on an article in the New York Times from this past January titled, "Push to End South Korea Abortion Ban Gains Strength and Signatures." And I am just the messenger, but I do support the motto of the North Shore Good Neighbors, that motto being, learning more can't hurt. That can certainly be said of the state of sex education in North Korea. Window on North Korea is brought to you most Saturdays at 10 a.m. as part of the Saturday morning mix on KTWH, Two Harbors Community Radio.